10 years ago, I ran the Pittsburgh Marathon at the age of 71. It was my first marathon, and considering my age and my post-marathon aches and pains, I was sure it was my last. My daughter Anne, however, caught the running bug and convinced me to run with her in the Pittsburgh Marathon. I agreed, but only if we ran the half marathon. Last year, three generations of Petersons ran in the Pittsburgh Marathon when Anne and I were joined by my granddaughter Adrian. As much as I wanted to keep going, I decided that last year's Pittsburgh Marathon would be my last. I turned 80 just before the running of the marathon and definitely was feeling my age when I staggered across the finish line. Even if I had decided to run, I would have been one of over 30,000 entries who were informed that the outbreak of COVID-19 had forced organizers to cancel the 2020 Pittsburgh Marathon. It was one of a number of marathons, including the prestigious Boston Marathon and most recently the Chicago Marathon, to cancel or postpone their run because of the pandemic.
It is a big loss for Chicago's hotels, restaurants, and other tourist attractions. The marathon generated $378 million in economic activity last year, officials told us, and many runners take on the 26.2 miles for charities.
This hasn't prevented runners from participating in virtual marathons. Organizers of the Pittsburgh Marathon, for example, invited runners who signed up to run a marathon on their own and send their finishing times to the marathon website for posting. Runners also received a medal for completing a virtual run. Those runners who didn't have access to an open space to run a virtual marathon or were in quarantine or social isolation came up with inventive alternatives. Some actually measured the running space in their backyard or living room and circled the space until they'd run the marathon distance of 26.2 miles.
They were expecting to take a 26.2 mile journey around the city. Instead, it's going to be more of a virtual setting, so they're going to make the best out of these situations. So the runners from 43 states and 5 countries will run outside or on a treadmill to get their miles in. For 30% of them, this is their first marathon. 23% are running their first half marathon. And there's a wide range of people aging from a 5-year-old all the way up to an 81-year-old.
In my own case, if I needed somewhere to run a virtual marathon, there was an oval driveway just across from our pasture that leads into the old Haven of Love Daycare Center. The oval measures nearly half a mile, so a little more than 52 dizzying times around the oval would give me a virtual marathon. Of course, you don't have to run a marathon to be a runner. An article in the New York Times claimed that people are discovering or rediscovering one of the most basic exercises, running. It's the perfect sport for a pandemic. All you need is a pair of shoes and a 6-foot buffer from the next person.
Pick a time of day and a route where you won't likely have close contact with other exercisers. And keep in mind, you definitely don't want to be directly behind someone for an extended period of time. If that person is infected, they could be exhaling or coughing or spitting out infectious droplets, which can linger in the air. So if you do come near someone, take a detour so you can keep 6 feet of distance. Think of it the way you'd pass a car when driving. Start pulling away early, execute the pass, then gradually return to the path. Also, no drinking fountains.
The challenge is to find a safe place for running. In my own case, with the approval of the head-shaking amusement of my neighbors, I've been jogging around the Haven of Love Oral Driveway 3 or 4 times a week. I'm not training for a marathon, so I run, on average, no more than 6 or 7 times around the oval. By the time I finish, I've covered the distance of a 5K, or 3.1 miles. Perhaps the most scenic place for a run in Carbondale, and the best way for a jogger to avoid risky, narrow streets and highways, is the path around SIU's Campus Lake. Its distance, 2.2 miles, takes about 20 minutes for a jog and 40 minutes for a walk. It was where I ran when I was training for the Pittsburgh Marathon and where Anita and I have gone for walks on weekends. During the months leading up to my first run in the Pittsburgh Marathon, I gradually increased the times I ran around the lake until I reached the equivalent of 20 miles, the maximum distance recommended for preparing for a marathon. Runners avoid the last 6 miles, called the wall, until the marathon, because the body is so distressed at that point that it starts to feed on itself.
It's the perfect distance to truly test the human physiology, basically because of the amount of sugar we can have in our tanks.
So you go through that sort of a mental struggle and physical struggle and you say, geez, this is really, really hard.
My wife Anita has gone jogging in the past, but these days she prefers going for a walk. When I go out for a jog, she pats me on the fanny, tells me to have a nice run, but watch my step. Sounds like good advice, though if you see another runner or walker, I urge you to keep a safe distance by greeting each other with a supportive thumbs up rather than a pat on the fanny. This is Pete Peterson for WSIU Radio.